For decades, if you or a loved one survived a catastrophic car accident, Michigan's unique auto insurance law would cover nearly all of the cost of care for life. It added to the cost of car insurance, but gave survivors the best health care in the nation. The state's new auto insurance law provides no such guarantee. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton tells the story of one man who's rebuilding his life after a severe brain injury with the help from family and the soon-to-be-changed auto insurance law.
It's Star Wars night at the Lansing Lugnuts, so it's a big crowd. Kids and moms and dads and Lugnuts fans of all sorts line up, get their ticket scanned, snap a photo with a favorite Star Wars character, and then fill the stands to watch the game. Standing at one of the entrances is a slender, smiling man wearing a straw cowboy hat, scanning tickets. That's David St. Amant, age 32. You can tell there's something different about him from the way he holds his head, cocked to one side, and the way he talks. A couple walks up and holds out their tickets. David apologizes. The scanner isn't working perfectly tonight.
It's been having trouble tonight.
Do we have to go get a paper one?
No, just go to guest services.
Okay, they can
to
scan
the
us.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
You will.
6 Lugnuts games a month, rain or shine, David St. Amant is here. Unless you knew his story, you'd never guess what a mountain of an accomplishment this is. 3 years ago, he got this job, his first ever as an adult. 7 years ago, he was still in a wheelchair. 16 years ago, on May 30th, 2003.
I was in a bad car accident. About a week after my 16th birthday.
Another driver going more than 60 miles an hour T-boned the car David was driving. It was very nearly fatal. He was air-vacked to a trauma center in Kalamazoo with a severe brain injury. His mother is Linda St. Amant.
So you walk in and you see your son hooked up to every tube imaginable and not responding to anything. And didn't respond to anything for many months. He was in a 3-month coma.
A social worker told the family, you have two choices. You can let this tear you apart, or you can choose to let it bring you closer. They chose closer. David's new life became the whole family's new life. David spent 5 months in the hospital and another 5 months in an intensive rehabilitation center, then outpatient. Doctor's visits, speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy, all to learn how to feed himself again and dress himself again and talk again. The cost of all this medical treatment was staggering. It swiftly exceeded $580,000. That's the amount that triggers Michigan's Catastrophic Care Fund to begin picking up the tab.
Hi. Hello.
Linda St. Amant and David's dog, Stevie, greet me at the family's home in Dansville, a rural town south of Lansing. St. Amant and her husband spent years restoring this big 150-year-old house. It's beautiful. They would have lost it, she's quite sure, if it weren't for the auto insurance covering David's health care costs. They had to make changes to the house after the accident. The former first-floor study is now David's bedroom.
We're steps to the bathroom, steps to the kitchen. And this had to be made bigger because the wheelchair wouldn't fit through.
Today, David's getting a home visit from one of his rehab therapists, Danielle Pyle.
And you were so insightful today. You told me that you've realized the root of your anger outburst actually isn't anger generally, it's fatigue. And that is very, very common after a brain injury.
It's kind of strange that an injured mind has to work to do the natural things that most people do.
David's mother and his sister, Laura Durr, head into the living room while David and his therapist work. Durr says even with insurance paying most of David's health care bills, things could easily have fallen apart when their father was diagnosed with a rare cancer in 2010. David can't be left alone because he could fall or do something dangerous. So Durr, her daughter, and her husband all moved back to Michigan and into the house as well.
And so while Mom was driving back and forth to Mayo and U of M and all those other things, I was able to be here with David, so he wasn't alone.
David's father died in 2011. The family copes as best it can. Durr has promised David that when his mom can no longer be his primary caregiver, she will take over to make sure he can live at home. Here, he's been able to wean himself from prescription medicines, which have bad side effects. Here, he is understood and loved.
And even though it does present challenges daily, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Sixteen years after the accident, David continues to work and work hard to improve his functioning. He has therapeutic horseback riding lessons, he goes to music therapy at Michigan State University and loves it. His mom, Linda, has some new worries now. The new auto insurance law will cut the payments to her, his primary caregiver, by about half. It will also cut the payments to David's current health care providers by about half. Those provider cuts could eventually put some of them out of business. Linda also worries about what will happen to people catastrophically injured under the new law. Michigan's old auto insurance system was there for her family, and it was a lifeline.
You're thrust in this world that you have no idea. You have no idea what you're in for. But then when it becomes, when you start finding about the auto insurance and the help you're going to get, it gives you hope. It gives you more hope than fear. And I think without the auto no-fault benefit, I think the fear is going to be the predominant feeling.
Starting next year, people can choose a lower amount of health care coverage for car accidents on their auto insurance or stick with unlimited lifetime coverage. But if they need it, that lifetime coverage may not get them the same level and quality of care as David received. The new law's mandated cuts to healthcare providers could force some out of the catastrophic care business. And here's the kicker. Right after the law was signed, a Michigan insurance trade group said they couldn't promise that people's car insurance premiums would go down. That's because other parts of your bill could start costing you more than you'll save on catastrophic coverage. That leaves David St. Amant and his family asking, then why did we do it? I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.